97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for joining us today. My guest is Mr. John Fernandez, attorney at law. John, welcome.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me today.
Pleasure. Attorney at law. Most people think attorney at law, okay? John, tell us what your business is all about.
Well, right now I am an estate planning attorney. I've been practicing law for over 23 years, and I've been on the civil side of the law practice as opposed to criminal law, which means I practice in the areas of breach of contract, real estate, personal injury, wrongful death, that sort of thing. And I've practiced for years family law in Raleigh. I recently moved my practice to the Chapel Hill area, and it's solely on using estate planning law.
Estate planning law. I believe that many people don't really understand the importance of estate planning law. Why don't you educate us on the value, the importance of estate planning law?
Well, we plan for everything, typically, in this world. We plan for our job that we want to have down the road. We plan for our education. We plan for our physical health. People exercise a lot. We plan for how we're going to eat food, eat our meals. And we tend not to plan for our incapacity, which is a major component of estate planning, and also for our death eventually. And those are things that we need to plan for as well as anything else. And we can talk a little bit about why we need to plan for that as the show goes on. But that's what estate planning is. It is planning for your eventual incapacity that may result, disability, incapacity, and also for your death. You want things to happen in a way that where your items that you cherish, items that you have, go to the people that you want to receive them and how you want to receive them, when you want them to receive it. And it also is a great way to plan for family harmony. Estate planning is a good way to plan for harmony at your death and even during your incapacity moments.
John, what happens if a person says, forget about it, I'm dead, why should I care about it? What's the danger of not doing estate planning?
You have issues of financial matters that have to be taken care of during your incapacity, because if they're not, then your accounts could be closed, things could be foreclosed upon or repossessed. If you're not making your car payment for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, all of a sudden you go out there and your car is gone. And why? Because you haven't put the proper documents in place as part of your estate plan to make sure that can't happen. Now, a lot of times people will say, well, you know what? I'm not going to be disabled. I'm never going to be incapacitated. It's always the other person. Well, we know from experience that that just is not the case. The time to plan for anything is while you are still healthy and you can do it. You don't want to be that person who wishes they had planned.
Got it.
But didn't.
And at the same time, you can also name your power of attorney, right, to get everything in line to
well,
help
for right.
you?
Well, that's right. Right, exactly. And the two things that – and I don't mean to speak over you there. I apologize
that's right,
for that.
That's right.
But the two things that I just spoke about, incapacity, estate planning, would include powers of attorney. One would be
okay.
a health care power of attorney. Right?
Health care power of attorney.
Right. And that's somebody that you trust and know very well who will make decisions regarding your health care in the event that you cannot do that. The mm-hmm. other is called a durable power of attorney, which is sometimes called a financial power of attorney. And that is a person who can handle your finances and transactions in the event that you become incapacitated and can't do that on your own.
Got it. John, please give us your contact information.
Okay, well, my website is johnfernandezlaw.com. And my telephone number at the office is 984-234-3028.
Would you repeat that phone number one more time?
Sure. That's 984-234-3028.
Thank you, John. John, how do you find your customers, your clients, or do they find you, or do you have a base from that you brought in from Raleigh? How do you build your base?
I've done all sorts of advertising in this business. Like I said, I've been practicing for over 24 years now. And what I've learned is word of mouth is always the best. And I have had no trouble building my practice through word of mouth and lots of prayers. And I believe in prayer. I believe in treating people fairly. I believe in doing a good job. I believe in under-promising and over-delivering. And that has always served me well. So I've never had trouble finding clients. And right now, I have a big sign right there on 15501 near the entrance of Briar Chapel. So the sign I'm finding is actually bringing a lot of clients to me.
Great.
Right, right.
That's great.
Yeah, that's been great. And again, quality, word of mouth, it is the best form of advertising for anyone in the service industry, which, of course, being an attorney, that's what I'm in.
Perfect. Perfect. John, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about your exciting business. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL. My guest today is Mr. John Fernandez, attorney at law. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. John Fernandez, attorney at law. John, let's talk about your clients. Who would be your ideal client?
Well, the ideal client for most lawyers would be anyone who can pay the highest fee, right? I mean,
that's honest. We
are in business, so if you have lots of money, that's an ideal client. You know, in I get that, but my ideal client really is anybody who wants to learn about their needs, their estate planning needs, and wants to have somebody that they trust guide them through the process. Really, that's right. Honestly, I mean, that's right. How I feel. We only live a short time on this earth. I am an attorney. I have a certain niche of expertise, and it's an honor, it's a privilege to share that with people, and I've done that for a long time now. Mm-hmm. So that's my ideal client. I get a lot of benefit, a lot of positive, some people would call karma, from helping people, even, by the way, people who don't have the money. When you say ideal client, and of course I was making that joke about the client who can pay the most money, who needs estate planning? Everyone. I would tell young people out there who have not even started their careers yet or just beginning their careers, they don't have a lot of money, they don't have 401ks, IRAs, they don't have retirement savings and even houses and large assets. Now's the time to start your estate plan. And you can start it with the foundational documents of every estate plan, which would be, and we mentioned these earlier, healthcare power of attorney, durable power of attorney, a living will, which basically, here in North Carolina, we call that a declaration for the desire for a natural death. And that tells the hospital that you don't want extraordinary means being used if you become right. incapacitated to the level of imminent death, that right. kind of thing. Because in the reason why people do that with the living will is they don't want assets to be just drained, either their own assets or their parents' assets, on something that is not going to end. In a resurgence of health.
Right.
So we talked about healthcare power of attorney, durable power of attorney, which is, again, your financial power of attorney. We talked about the living will, HIPAA authorization, which allows your healthcare power of attorney to get all the documents, all the healthcare records and right. so forth from hospitals and medical providers. And then, of course, the last will and testament. And a lot of people will tell me, well, John, I don't need a last will and testament. I don't own anything. Well, you never know. You certainly, at some point, you hope to own something,
right?
So go ahead and get that document in place and have your heirs, your beneficiaries designated. And that's just the foundational documents. You know, we get into some complicated areas when we start talking about revocable trust and irrevocable trust and charitable remainder trust. And there's all sorts of other estate planning documents that we could talk about. But the core foundational documents, I think everybody needs them. And I tell them, I said, look, you're planning for your financial future, aren't you? And they say, yes, I'm saving money and I'm on a budget. And I said, that's great. I love to hear that. Keep doing that. You'll be glad you did when you get older. I said, but now let's think about your estate planning.
Right.
And so I enjoy educating people about it, talking to them about it. And again, this is new for me too. You know, I've been practicing family law in Raleigh for a long time. And now I'm in estate planning, and I am learning a lot as I go. And it's just a joy to share it with people.
John, without giving an exact cost, I'm sure a lot of our listeners may be wondering, is this expensive? I know you can't give us an exact cost, but what's a range depending upon whatever?
You know, I used to talk about costs a lot in family law. People would say, well, how much is it going to cost me? And I used to tell people, well, you know, it really depends on your case. And when I would give them the fee, if you were to go to talk to a lawyer in Raleigh, which is where I practiced family law for years, and you said, look, I have a child custody matter, I have a divorce issue, equitable distribution issue, alimony issue that I need you to take on, you're going to get really on the low end a retainer fee of $5,000. And then on the high end now, and this is becoming more and more normal, $10,000. And people would just be in shock.
Freaked out.
Shocked. I mean, yes. Honestly, the people that would come to my office and they, when I would tell them, okay, the retainer's $5,000, they would be in shock. And so I started thinking, well, okay, how do I still serve this community, right? I mean, I'm running a business, so I still have to make money to pay my bills.
You've got
and
to
my
eat,
rent.
Right. Right.
So how do I do this and still serve this community? And so I found a way to do that, to help people, like I mentioned earlier, the pro bono, lots of pro bono work, coaching and guidance and low bono. The same thing with estate planning. It's such a wide range right now. If you can talk, one lady just came into my office, a young woman, her mother's older, and they're trying to protect some assets. Basically, it's a large tract of land, but mom is showing signs of dementia. So they're trying to figure out, what do we do now before it gets too late? And so we're talking about that. Well, another attorney quoted them $13,000.
Hello.
Right. And so, and I don't like undercutting people, and I would never just undercut people because everyone's trying to make money to provide for their families, et cetera. But I was able to look at this and give them a much lower price based on what they needed.
Got it.
So it varies. What you'll find now, a lot of people will say, look, I'm not going to hire a lawyer. It's just too expensive. So what I'm going to do is go to LegalZoom or go online and try to find some forms.
Yeah.
And when I hear people say that, I always think of the phrase, a penny wise but a dollar foolish. And I tell them that, and they say, because, you know, that's sort of an old-fashioned phrase.
Right.
Well, that's where you're saving some money up front, but you're really hurting yourself, losing money in the end. It's better to talk to a lawyer. So getting back to the point about what is the cost, it varies. Sometimes it will be $500, like with those foundational documents, basic last will and testament, healthcare power of attorney. Some lawyers will say, you know what, I'll do that for $500. And as you need more and you grow, we'll charge more fees. Some will charge, you know, $1,000 or something like that, a flat fee for those foundational documents. You just need to find a lawyer that you're comfortable with, who's willing to talk to you, look you in the eye. And most estate planning lawyers that I know of will not charge for that initial consultation.
Ah.
So don't be afraid to reach out to lawyers. Go in for that initial consultation.
Yes.
No question is a bad question. Come in with your questions prepared so you're not wasting time. And take it from there. And when you meet someone that you really trust, that you get along with, that you can work with, that you can actually grow with as you build your estate and your family, et cetera, and that you can afford— then you know you found the right lawyer, and you keep going until you do. Be careful about going to LegalZoom and these other online services, because you're not going to get that across the table, look you in the eye, concern for you and your husband and your wife, et cetera, your children.
Right.
So those are things to be thinking about.
I'm glad you brought that up. And let's talk about that some more in our last portion, John, because that's very heavy stuff. So we'll take a break. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. John Fernandez, attorney at law. Please don't go away. We have more to talk about.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Mr. John Fernandez, who is an attorney at law. John, before we go any further, would you please give our audience your contact information, please?
Sure. My website is johnfernandezlaw.com, and my phone number at the office is 984-234-3028.
Thank you very much, John. When we left off, you were talking about LegalZoom. Let's stretch that out to all the internet access people have. People think they're going to save a lot of money, like you said, maybe penny-wise, or what's that statement?
Penny-wise and
pound
a dollar foolish.
A dollar foolish. Yes. There we are. What is your advice? Continue with people trying to do it themselves.
Well, I think if you try to do things yourself and you're getting documents online, you really run the risk of making mistakes that can hurt you in the future, okay? Because these forms typically are not customized to your particular needs. You don't even know what questions to ask typically when you go online and you're just going to purchase a document. You think you're getting the will, and that's the only will that you will ever need. That's not necessarily the case. A good lawyer, and now we're talking about estate planning,
right?
But this goes across the board for all types of law. A good lawyer is going to ask you the right questions, tease out the right questions, find out, okay, what do you need? And they're also going to be there for you. You see, it's a relationship. When people come to my office, it's a relationship. I don't look at people who come into my office as a fee. I look at them as people who need help or need guidance. And so that's the difference. Everything's a commodity now. I'm not going to sit up here and say that I'm the best lawyer on the planet and you have to come to me if you want a good power of attorney or goodwill or anything like that or good trust prepared. What I will tell you is, since everything is a commodity, meaning that it's out there and it's plentiful, you can find it anywhere, even online, lots of information. How do I differentiate myself from the masses and the other lawyers out there? And that is through service. Competence is obviously important. You have to be good at what you do. But then you also have to care for the client, which is what I bring to the table, I think.
John, in the few minutes that we have left, actually another minute we have left, tell us what you enjoy about doing what you do.
Great way to end. And I enjoy helping people, like I mentioned, and I think this it comes from my mentor. And who is my mentor? My mentor is my mother.
Your mother!
My mother's my mentor because my mother taught me to have faith. My mother taught me that if I worked hard and I stayed strong against the winds of life, the hurricanes of life, then I can withstand anything. And my mother, actually a legal aid lawyer, helped my mother years and years and years ago when I was a little boy, because my father was a deadbeat dad, just a non-existent father, really, for me. And that always stuck with me. Mom always praised that young lawyer. And so I thought, wow. And so when someone comes into my office and they need help but they don't have the money, it's hard for me to just turn them away. So I try to work with them and make it happen.
You've lived it. John, I wish we had 15 hours to talk because you have so much great information. But alas, our time is up. Thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to be on our show.
What a pleasure this has been. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Friends, you've been listening to WCHL 97.9. This is Sharon Hill speaking. My guest today has been John Fernandez, attorney at law. Please give him a call. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.